Tyler, JJ Gordon on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM, KFGO. I like this song choice because it summons nice weather.
It summons some. Tyler Axis came on the air yesterday and he was like, "We're going to take requests for summer songs." Eric and I were like, "No. Don't. Not yet. Can't do it. We don't even have spring and you're trying to summon up summer. Stop." But this next guest, you know, we're all looking for some way to find relief or to will nice weather to happen. And David Hunstead sent me a yard sign yesterday and I was like, so this is, Tyler's going to do it by coming up with summer songs. Other people are doing, my daughter's going to do it by wearing her flip-flops. She's just willing it to happen. And nice. David from First Ave Promo says, I think yard signs will do the trick. So we're finding every way to just, how do we get spring? David joins us now. Welcome to KFGO Radio again.
Hey, good to be with you.
Okay, so you're summoning spring by just putting a yard sign that says no snow and hopefully the weather will listen?
Yeah, no snow April. It's a thing now. You know, we had no snow. We had no mow May last year, and now we're going to do no snow April. Everybody's looking for a sign for that spring is on its way. So I figure this is the perfect sign for that.
You know, David, the irony is that everyone's going to have to plunk it right into a snowdrift rather than their actual lawn.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's, we all know that the weather is susceptible to, you know, human interaction. So I think the more signs that are out there, the better chances we have of a no snow April, don't you think?
I agree. In fact, last week I was really trying to get everyone convinced that if we all just open our doors for an hour, like yeah. My grandfather said, you know, what, you're trying to heat the whole outdoors? Well, maybe if everyone does, we can, you know, make something happen.
That's right. We were going to put a rug over our parking lot, but then we couldn't find it. So we just, you know.
I love it. No snow April. So
no snow April.
Will you have no mow May as well? I mean, we might not be able to mow. We might still have snow.
Well, that's the thing is if we don't have no snow April, we won't get to have no. Well, I mean, we'll have to have no mow May, I guess, if there's still snow on the ground. But,
right. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. You guys are selling these yard signs. If
yep.
you want to will it to happen through a yard sign, you can get it on your website.
That's right.
Okay. And
yeah, because nobody wants any more snow. We're just tired of it.
I think are we tired of it, but we're ready to get out and do those social summer things, right? So, David,
right?
I have to imagine if you're going to be the person, the brainchild behind like these signs, you're probably also the person on the block who says, okay, what day are we going to get together for the barbecue and things like
that? Right. Yeah, I grilled pizza last weekend, so I'm ready. I'm ready for summer.
FirstAvePromo.com is where you can get your no snow April yard sign if you think a yard sign will help. I mean, take it down when there's a really bad blizzard and the wind is high and then put it back out when we're done.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, too tall would probably back me up here that it's all about will, you know, we will it. Yeah.
I also, you know, I imagine not only for residential homes, but I bet there are a lot of businesses that would like to put this in their front snowdrift as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be great to see these up and down, you know, 8th Street and Main and, you know, wherever people are tired of shoveling snow, one of these signs should go. I didn't plan to rhyme, but, you know.
It happened.
It did, yeah.
I love it. We're all finding creative ways to sort of ask for spring nicely, and this is the way you can do it. Plunking
your
no snow April yard sign.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I love it. David Hunstead here on KFGO. Thanks so much. And if people want to stop by, can they just stop by in Moorhead?
Yeah, I mean, we're making them as people order them, so we don't have a bunch of signs right now. We're just making them as we get orders, so it'll be a day or two after we get an order. But, you know, if the demand is what it should be, we'll just start making them day and night until everybody has one.
Sounds good. And firstavpromo.com is where you can check out their website and order your sign. David,
and and we're right on First Ave in Moorhead. They actually named the street after us, so that was a big honor.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, yeah. Good. It's not every day that someone gets that honor. So well done.
Oh,
well
I cried that. I cried that day. Yeah.
David, thanks for being with us on KFGO. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
This is It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon. I'll take any creative way you have to get rid of snow. If we think a sign is going to work,
yeah,
let's do it.
I'm willing to try anything right now.
Yep, me too. Yeah, the leaks in your house are getting worse, aren't they?
They are. They're really bad. In fact, it's insurance time at this point, which is a real bummer. It also makes you think, if I had a time machine, I'd go back a month ago and buy one of those steam machines and then be like, you guys, I'm going to use all my vacation, because some of the hourlies these companies are getting.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I mean, I say that it borders on being, you know, like price gouging. You know, some of them are getting $500, $600 an hour.
What?
To come remove ice dams and yikes. So.
I mean, but.
But I'm also not going to do it. That's the thing. Demand is
there.
I'm not going to be the one who, like, yeah, gets up there with a heavy piece of equipment.
That's an ugly winter, that's for sure. Did we tell you that you can say thanks to a snow remover too at KFGO.com? Go and nominate someone about the middle of the page. You can't miss it. We're doing that because this is the winter that never ends.